A stack of papers with about 100,000 names calls on the U.S. government to stop all legal action against James Rison. The online petition from the advocacy group Roots Action also urges journalists to safeguard the confidentiality of their sources. Rison's book details a Central Intelligence Agency effort to undermine Iran's nuclear program during the administration of President George W. Bush. That administration identified the man it alleges leaked the information and subpoenaed Rison to identify his source, which he refuses to do. Critics of these leaks say they are illegal and can jeopardize the government's capacity to protect the public. Roots Action co-founder Norman Solomon handed the petition to a Justice Department official.
We want the Justice Department to end its attempt to force James Rison to betray his sources. And we want an affirmation that the First Amendment must include the freedom of journalists to tell unofficial stories without fear of being thrown in jail or hit with very harsh fines.
Courtney Radish with the Committee to Protect Journalists says Rison's journalistic integrity is crucial.
The ability to keep sources confidential is central to the practice of journalism, and it's very difficult for journalists to be able to do their job, which is upholding our democracy, ensuring that the government is transparent and accountable if they're not allowed to keep their sources confidential.
At the National Press Club in Washington, Rison blamed the Justice Department and the Obama administration for what he called a fundamental fight over press freedom.
So they turned this case into a showdown over the First Amendment and over the freedom of the press in the United States. And so I'm happy to carry on that fight, but it wasn't me who really started it.
Rison brought his case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which declined to intervene. Ahmed Ghaffour, a lawyer who works with the Freedom of the Press Foundation, says the Justice Department can jail or fine Rison or resolve the situation so Rison doesn't have to name his source.
To be clear, Mr. Rison broke no law gathering the news. He broke no law in proliferating the news and publishing his articles and books. Nor can the Justice Department make such claims. Indeed, there is no law that mandates a press to obtain government approval about lawfully acquired information.
The Justice Department has declined to comment publicly in the case. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.